Katie Thornton is the recipient of the USEA Groom of the Year Award, and Katie is well known for her leadership and management at Team Pollard Eventing. Katie, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you to Michael and Natalie for nominating me. That was really nice of them.
Not too much of a surprise, but I mean, you didn't know why you were coming to Colorado in the first place, did you? Because I know Max Corcoran had seconded you to join Horsemanship University. That was a pretense, wasn't it?
In hindsight, I think that was, but I was just happy to tag along and sit in on some of the meetings, but this was a nice treat.
And then the real cat out of the bag was the moment was when your mother arrived, because you were certainly not expecting her to be here.
No, I wasn't. My mom called me last night and said, well, I'm here at the Broadmoor. And I kind of thought to myself, that's odd. Why are you here, Mom? And so she let the cat out of the bag last night. So, but it's still a surprise. It's an honor. And I'm so thrilled to receive it.
Well, the reason why you did receive it, you were nominated, as you said, by Michael and Natalie Pollard, is because of your contribution as a groom and what an amazing year you've had. I mean, an extremely emotional year, one of the toughest years a groom can have. Just if you would recap, Katie, what you had to go through earlier this year.
Yeah, I mean, it was a roller coaster. We started off on a huge high. We had a great string of horses going through the spring with some great results. You know, Jude was second at Jersey, and we were really excited for maybe some, Olympic possibilities with Jude. And then it just body slammed us with the trailer accident. So trying to pick up the pieces after that was hard, but Michael was a great leader also, and he really kept us moving forward and trying to put the team back together. And we leaned on Hani so much, and she kept us goal oriented, and she really pulled through for us in the end at Galway. We were really worried at Fair Hill. Obviously, we didn't want to end on that note with her. We really knew that she deserved. We were really aiming from the get-go of this year for Hani to get Mare of the Year, even before the accident. And so we really just wanted her to have a really big finish so that she could lock that in. And so, yeah, it was just a crazy emotional year, and I'm just really happy that it was able to end on a positive note.
Well, it certainly has done that. And just to remind everybody that Pollard Eventing lost three horses in a trailer accident in the spring of this year, three of your top horses. I mean, it's bad enough losing one by natural causes, but when you lose three by accident, it is all about rebuilding the team. And I said at the start of this, Katie, that you were known for your leadership and your support. You were always there to help rebuild the team. And it has been an enormous effort this year, but you've got a terrific team behind you, and you've got some nice new horses to look forward to. Talk about starting the year and it getting worse, but then it's gotten so much better, hasn't it? And you've got a lot of nice horses to look forward to next season.
It has. Obviously, Ballygowan Pizzazz was a big one that we picked up in the summer. We're really excited about him. He was sidelined a little bit this fall, but he's good to go for the spring. And we have, you know, a couple of young horses that really shone towards the end of the season this year. Cheyenne Blue is one of them. Hani obviously is one that we're really excited about for next year. We really, this November and December, Michael and I and everyone on the team have tried to sit down and really look at each horse as an individual and focus on their goals for next year. And we're really just trying to attack it and, you know, make it a much better year than 2012 was. And I'm really excited for next year. Yeah.
Well, you had said in the Horsemanship University this morning, that session when you were a panel with the other grooms, that this really is what you want to be doing. And it takes a certain type to get to the top. You are, one of the top grooms in the country now. So what would you say to young people that want to come into the sport? They love horses and they aspire to be a top eventing groom one day. What kind of advice would you give them?
You just have to work hard. There was a viral video on Facebook and YouTube a little while ago, and it was a professor from a university, I'm not sure which one, but he gave this lecture on, he was trying to inspire his students, I think, and he said, what would you do if money wasn't an issue? If money didn't matter, what would you do? What would you wake up wanting to do every day? And then he essentially went on to say, that's possible. That's what you can do. And it was really good for me because, you know, I wake up every morning wanting to do this, and you can become a master at anything. And I feel like I'm still learning, obviously, but I've been able to make something out of being a groom and spending every day with horses and, you know, seeing them shine and compete. And it's so rewarding. It has its downs, but it's just such a rewarding job. And for anyone wanting to get into it, they just get into it. Just work hard. Become a working student. Just make your presence known and just be prepared to work hard and good things will come. That's all there is to it.
Well, you've been an inspiration, and I know that a lot of people are going to be following you, Katie, with your career and what you're doing really for the sport. So congratulations again on winning this award, and the best of luck for 2013.
Thank you so much, Chris.